Hi, Officer President Joshua Markle on a recorded line. How are you today?
Good, how you doing?
Man, I've had better years. It is what it is. How are you?
All right.
Good. Glad to hear it. So I'm just watching this video of the accident. So you're just going over it, and I just got a couple questions. Figured I'd reach out and see if you guys could help me out.
Yep.
So there's three officers there, and I was told by Officer Vargas that there were nobody wearing body cams. Two of them are clearly wearing body cams. I need to know the process to get the footage of those, and get an actual, statement on, my Harley Davidson's right there, obviously, in the back of the truck, and I had about $1 million worth of inventory of rare coins with me, and none of that was logged, so I'm just trying to figure out, I'm running into insurance headaches, and it's in my opinion not fair. So just trying to figure it all out, man.
I spoke to you a couple times already, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Sent you a bunch of stuff.
You sent me a video.
Didn't we look at the body cam and those guys didn't have them activated at the time?
Yeah, but I've run into conflicting information on that, and correct me if I'm wrong. Body cams are always active when an officer is wearing them, from what I understand.
Not for us. We're actually not required to have body cams at this time, but any officer that is wearing them is their own personal body cam.
Oh, really?
And, we're slated to be on board in February, the entire state, I think it was an officer Perther that was there.
Perther was there.
I remember looking there. There wasn't any body cam available. But I gave you everything that we had.
I spoke with a gentleman at Progressive, at Stephen Buckley, and he had mentioned that he and a woman named Lisa Armstrong, they said that they had seen multiple views of the accident scene. They wanted to know if I had video of the actual crash. And I was like, well, no, I don't have, we don't have that. But, and so that would only leave, the body cams. And because I have the body, I have the dash cam. You did send me that for sure.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah,
but
if there was body cam, it would have all been sent with that.
Yeah. It's definitely not on that. And then there's three officers. I think only one of them is listed on the police report. I don't have it in front of me. And then dispatch logs as far as where Jessica was dropped at state line. I need to figure out how to get the copy of the dispatch logs. I spoke with one woman. She confirmed that Perther logged it, but I didn't know at the time that I needed to get that. If that makes sense.
I could get that to you.
Okay.
Do you remember the date?
Oh, it's embedded in my brain. 10/11/24. Staring right at it right now. Yeah.
24, right?
Yeah, 24. Yeah. Just the dispatch logs. You might be able to tell me how it actually works, because Jessica, she submitted her supplemental report, and I guess a Captain Meekers. I don't know who that is. I've yet to be able to contact the guy.
He's no longer
at this. That's what I heard. Do you know how I would get a hold of him? Because I'm the only one that actually saw it, and she saw it obviously, but the impact knocked her out for a few seconds. And then Captain Meekers signed off on the fact that it was supposedly not. He found nothing wrong with Perther's actions, and I'm missing roughly around $83,000 worth of coins, and so I'm like. Maybe you can correct me on this one. The officer Perther at 10 On the clock, it says 10:55:54. He turns off, he turns back on the microphone because it was off when it starts. And then at 10:56:45, whatever it is, the mic cuts back off again. So it's only on for a minute and less than a minute, I guess. I'm just trying to figure out the protocol as far as turning off microphones. So
yeah, you can in our policy, the only time these be on is when they're making a traffic stop, and all traffic crashes like yours, it's optional for them to turn it on and off.
Okay, and what about optional. To keep on mics. Okay, and then now, as far as my inventory was not logged at all, and Jessica had to ride with the tow truck driver over to the tow yard. Heather picked her up and then dropped her at the state line, but she said she couldn't get all the inventory out of the truck, which obviously, I don't know if it, I'm not accusing anybody of anything whatsoever. I just want to get to the bottom of it. And you know, if Enterprise didn't deliver the motorcycle, that was Dairyland who delivered the motorcycle through. I don't know how they did it. I have to go back and look at my notes. But so I'm just trying to figure out what happened to my inventory. Obviously, make sure everybody followed procedure. What's that?
Yeah. So the only time an officer does an inventory for a vehicle is if we are the ones that are towing the vehicle. Say that you were incapacitated and your wife. And you know, you guys couldn't make a decision on the tow, then we would be calling our tow and doing an inventory of all the contents before the tow took it. But since your wife was still able to talk and basically go with the tow driver and give instructions, then she would have been responsible for all the
So when she, because she from her words and her statement, she requested, and it even says it on the police report that she had complained of chest pains, which is from what my research is that's an automatic. I mean, the officer has a duty to get her medically transported. I'm trying to figure out.
I mean, he did because the tow. I mean, I'm sorry, the tow. The paramedics were there.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I know. Once
paramedics get there, then CHP is relieved of all medicals. They're more qualified than we are. So once somebody with higher qualification than the officer is not gonna. He just knows basic first aid. You know, that's all the training we get. But once the ambulance arrives, then you know everything is taken over by them. And I'm sure if they didn't transport her, she probably would have signed something with the ambulance.
And do you know which ambulance service that would be? I don't know Barstow County. It
probably would have been San Bernardino County Fire that came out.
Okay, area. San Bernardino Fire.
Yeah. And they would just be
the
come
EMTs
out of
Baker. Okay, Baker.
Every once in a while, I'd have to look at the log, but sometimes a Nevada ambulance would come into California.
Okay, so possibly.
Maybe pull up your log again.
Nevada, okay, cool.
Probably tell you.
Rock and roll. Okay, and so now, as far as when he met her back at the tow yard, what is the protocol of why, if she requested medical transport, I mean, because one man to another, it's my wife, obviously. And so I care deeply about what happened. And so when I found out that she was left at state line asking for medical transport and an officer left her, and I don't know if you know the story, like she had to hitchhike. Like a lift, she tried to order a lift and it wouldn't go that far. And so she had to hitchhike with $1 million worth of coins and bullion with her. Looking with blood on her face, and she got hassled by security because they thought she was a vagrant. I'm just wondering what protocol that you know what I'm saying. I just human to human. You know what I mean?
that's just the if she chooses to go to the tow yard, I mean with the tow company, then and then she lets the tow driver know where she wants or where she wants to go within reason. You know, they're not going to, you know, of course they're not going to drive her all the way home.
Yeah, no, but Perther, the officer Perther is the one who dropped her off at the Buffalo Bills parking lot.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, they're so for us, it's just a place of safety. That's our policy, and you know whether they have access to a phone and you know that sort of thing.
Okay.
You know, gas station.
Okay. I mean, you got to say, I mean, just on, is you know, human to human, you got to understand how ridiculous that sounds for me. Just like, she's asking for medical transport. I got my intestines cut out of my body in the same accident.
Right.
You know what I mean? And my wife's like a homeless person, and an officer of the law drops her off. To me, it's just like, well, okay. But I mean, policy, I guess.
Crashes that I've ever been to, most officers have been to, you know, either get transported to the hospital or go with the tow truck or we take them to a place of safety. Yeah.
Okay. And it's not protocol to have like a Nevada CHP officer or Nevada EMT meet at the.
No.
No, that's not policy.
No. Yeah. No.
Oh, shit. Okay.
If she would have requested it or.
She did. She did. She said she did, and I mean.
She called NHP.
No, she requested it with Perther and the EMTs that she obviously wanted to secure the inventory. They couldn't guarantee it, so she went. She was told to go with the tow truck driver to the tow yard,
yeah.
And then as Perther met her there, I guess 20 minutes later, and took her to the Buffalo Bills parking lot and let her out. So, okay. Did you say you were looking for logs or something like that?
Yeah. What time did this happen again?
10:14 would be the on the time on the yeah.
And you said the 24th of.
No, the 10/11/24. And I mean, is we've obviously I'm looking into it, and I'm on the case. Is our case known in the Barstow? I mean, have we made enough of a dent to where anybody would like to like make a public statement, figure out what that. You know, because we can't. Here's the thing: is that officer's report is just outright filled with inconsistencies. You know what I mean? There's so many different.
Did you ever have your accident investigation review with the?
I tried to, but I was going to do it by Zoom. I got to say, I don't even want to go into it. You don't even need to know the depths of hell that this officer's report. Put on to me and my wife. I wouldn't even do that to you. I wouldn't end your year with that nightmare. It is outright just, in my opinion, inhuman. I mean, I guess it's policy, but you know, it is what it is. So, but now I've got to, figure it out. And we can't. My medical bills. I mean, we had full coverage insurance on my Harley and the truck, and my wife, I had to run a crash scene analysis on the actual accident, and my wife didn't even cause the accident. So I can't get anybody to, any insurance company to, that's one person pointing the finger at another, and another, and another, and it's like, okay, well, while you guys are doing that, our lives are just getting destroyed, and everybody's saying it's not this and it's not this. Well, fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter who. I was a seat-belted passenger, and my wife was dropped at a state line in the middle of the desert, 60 miles away from any medical, asking for medical, and she was dropped there by an officer of the law. And so, I mean, obviously, just that sentence right there alone incites. Okay, well, what? to me, it did. Like when she told me, she waited weeks before she even told me about it because she was, you know, I'm still, you know, cut up from the surgery. She, you know what I mean? She's like, yeah, Josh, like, you know, if I couldn't get all the.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I could say is, I mean, she should have went with the ambulance. I wasn't there. I don't know why she turned it down and ambulance ride to the hospital.
Yeah, no, I mean, the body cams that Progressive has apparently saw, I guess, would be really helpful. It would be really, really helpful if Enterprise wouldn't have got rid of the truck within 1 month.
Yeah, I'm sure the it doesn't say on the logs what ambulance responded, but whoever was on scene, they would have had her signature on there saying that she didn't want it to be transported.
Yeah, I'd love, to see that. I'll reach out to those different... Yeah, I was gonna say I'll reach out to those guys. And now, as far as the logs, does this say like where he exactly he dropped her off at? Is it the parking lot at the gas station or?
Yeah, it says Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills. Okay. Buffalo Bills. Okay, I didn't know if it was the gas station by Buffalo Bills. I worked out there when I was like 16 years old, as a lifeguard. So.
Did you say you
have
the log already, or you?
No, I'd love a copy of it. I can give you my address, and if you could forward it to me, or by email address, that'd be great.
I can email that to you.
Okay, cool. It's just legal, LEGAL.
I'm sorry.
Take your time. Legal, LEGAL, Project, Project, Black, BLACK, Phoenix, PHOENIX.com.
Say that last one again?
Phoenix, PHO.
Oh, Phoenix.
Yeah, PHOENIX.
At what, .com?
.com, yeah, just .com. So legal at projectblackphoenix.com.
Legal at Project Black.
Black, yeah. Like a project. It's like a project I'm doing. I'm the black sheep of the family. And Phoenix, like I rise from the dead. Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah, when I describe it like that, people understand. after the last year of my life. So, let me jump in that email real quick. Yeah, if there's any other information, man, I'd really appreciate it. It's been one bureaucratic, pointing the finger over here, and it's over here, and it's like, man, like, while this is all happening, like, I'm dying. Like, I've lost years off my life, and doctors are telling me that things don't look good. It's bad news, man. You know what I mean? All for sitting in a fully covered truck with a seatbelt on. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense in America, you know? So, let me see, let me refresh. Oh, okay, cool. Other than that, how was your holidays, man?
Man, I just stay home.
Ah, man, that's basically what we did. We, that's my little doggy. Layla, come in here. We weren't doing too much anyway. We were we had a little thing for us, just me and her. So these are the ones you make it through, I guess. You know, they'll be fond memories to look back and say, oh my gosh, remember when that happened? You know. Let me see. Did you get it sent out or no? Okay. If you get it, or if I have to send a formal, like, FOIA request, just let me know. We're just trying to do the right thing, go down the right lanes. It seems that we might be driving the wrong car again. Who knows? You know? So. Right on. Well, I do appreciate your time, man. And if I need anything, I'll just give you a shout. And if you can help me, cool. If not, you can just point me in the direction of where to go, and so I can just gather the information so I can submit it to the insurance companies. Thanks, man. I appreciate your time, buddy. Thanks, Bryce. All right, thanks, man. All right, bye-bye.